facts happening aboard the pirate radio fort on Shivering Sands, but it seems that relations between the 7 Radio City employees there at the moment and the 11 boarders, who arrived on Monday, have worsened. This morning, 2 boats left Whitstable Harbour for the port, 9 miles out in the Thames estuary. On the first were 2 relief engineers and food supplies. On the second were several journalists, including BBC reporter Tom Mangold. They weren't allowed on board, but as Mr. Paul Elvey, the radio's chief engineer, came off the sea towers and onto the boat, Mangold spoke to him.
Mr. Elvey, what's changed over the last 24 hours?
Well, it has changed quite considerably, actually. They're much more hostile now than they ever were. We were on friendly terms with them, but now things are much worse than ever. Why, I can't imagine, but they've threatened to cut down the connecting bridge between the two towers, which would be a very severe step, and they've also threatened to chop down our mast. These threats would only be carried out if any people boarded the towers that they didn't want to board the towers.
So this is why reporters were not allowed to go on board today?
That's quite true, yes.
Now, what is the reason for this? What's made them so jumpy?
I have no idea. It's come about since last night. I can't imagine what's instigated this at all.
Has there been any violence aboard the fort yet?
No, but there certainly would be if anybody tried to come aboard that they didn't want to come aboard, rather than just a normal crew change.
I believe you're in a position to transmit programmes now, but they won't let you.
That's quite right. On our own transmitter, not on theirs. We can transmit on our own, but they won't let us transmit on our own transmitter.
How long do you think they intend to stay?
I have no idea. I've heard rumours from the men themselves that they are sending in 3 tons of supplies very shortly. So they're sending 3 tons of supplies. That'll be enough to keep them for a considerable while.